All right, folks, another EK and Paddock Insider standing here with a couple of drivers who expect to be challenging here in our Junior Max category, Blaine Rocha and Luke Selican. Both drivers have been quick in Rotax competition throughout 2013, strong in the Challenge of the Americas and the Can-Am Karting Challenge as well. Boys, big week here. Obviously, it's a different deal. You're not having to travel across the world to another event somewhere else. Kind of a home country run, a little bit more relaxed. You know the surroundings. You know, if you want McDonald's, it's close. How do you guys feel? We'll start with Luke. Luke, obviously a great season for you coming here into this race. What are your thoughts here on Monday?
Yeah, it's really nice to be here, especially in America, because it's not so foreign. And we've already had track time here on the chassis, of course. So I'm really feeling confident right now that we can go out there and at least for now set pretty good pace in practice.
Blaine Rocha, what about you? How are you feeling coming in here? You know, you guys both did have, as Luke mentioned, time on the track through the Pan Am race. Do you feel good coming in here? Do you feel confident?
Yeah, I feel pretty confident. We got a lot of track time here at the Pan Am, and I'm confident how chassis is because we tested on the energy a couple times also. And I would like to go to a different country to check it out, but being here in the United States, it's cheaper for everyone, and it's going to be good.
Speaking of the chassis, Luke, you have had a chance to drive it as well. It's not what you drive normally, so obviously a different animal for you, a different feel. What are your thoughts on this energy chassis you'll be running this weekend?
Yeah, I think the energy is definitely quite a bit different than the OTK we've been on, you know, for the past couple of years. But it's actually, you know, once we kind of got it figured out, we were able to go, you know, relatively quick compared to the field in the Pan Am. And, yeah, I think it's just something different. It's something fun, you know. Yeah, it's
really actually good for you for your driver development as well, having something a little bit different. You're having to adapt to a different car. Do you feel that was something good for maybe yourself as a driver?
Yeah, it's definitely good to try something new. And, of course, like, there's a different driving style to it. And really to adjust to that, now I can go, you know, maybe next year try something. Or, you know, if we go to the Worlds again, I'll have that opportunity. And
true enough. Now, Blaine, the chassis might be a little bit of a, you know, a little different for you, but you do have a couple of things that are the same. You've got Eric Bartolero working on the car as well. Does it mean a lot to you to have the same guy working on your stuff?
Yeah. After Cartel Motorsports shut down, I still wanted to be around Eric and the whole crew, and I'm glad I got to have him as my mechanic.
So what do you think about the car itself? What are your thoughts on the energy?
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Just by how many, like, OTK chassis there are in the field after we tested, it wasn't as bad as I thought.
Do you feel, what do you think is going to be the key for the weekend? What, you know, obviously they've ground down all those, the curb you guys had to attack aggressively. It's really going to open this racetrack up, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be quite a bit faster, I think. And I think it'll be a little more racier because if you hit the curbs right, it was a lot faster last time.
Luke, we'll wrap up with you. If it's a qualifying, it's going to be important to everybody, especially at a race of this level. You got to qualify well. You didn't qualify that well. You had a little bit of issues for the Pan Am. You had to come through the back on a number of occasions. Did you learn anything coming from the back that you maybe want to work on here this weekend?
Yeah, for sure. My starts weren't ideal in the Pan Am, so this year or this race we'll be working on it more. And also just kind of for qualifying, having a different approach. You know, we kind of got hung out to dry last time, but I think this time will be much better.
Guys, both of you, good luck. Junior racing, it should be fun here this weekend. We hope to see you guys bring home gold this week. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.